The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. God, it's just beautiful weather out there. It's starting to get a little hot. Memorial Day is upon us, and that's the official start of summer, right? So I'm very excited about that. Thank you for joining us this morning. In the studio, I have Stacy Oren. She is the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com for more information, and 475-1555 is their phone number. We're going to open up the texts and the calls this morning, so if you have any questions, comments, if you are an employer, an employee, if you have any questions about what we're going to be talking about, tell me. You need to go to Avalon HR because there's so much going on right now in the business world, and if you're trying to get a business off the ground, the last thing you want is to miss a little something, a little fine print, a little fee that you were supposed to pay. Maybe the IRS is at your door. You don't want that. You want Avalon HR to take care of that stuff for you so you can do what you do, which is your business. You picked that thing. You're doing it, and you're killing it, so don't let it kill you. Get with Avalon HR. I'm just riffing. It's just so hot in here. I can't even think. All right. So, and you brought your sister with you, right, Ashlyn?
Well, I brought my stepdaughter. She is a grad student.
No way. Come on.
Yeah. She is a grad student. And so we're going to call this some life experience today. She is getting her degree in counseling and wants to work with the addicted and incarcerated population.
Oh, wow.
And so we talk a lot about just different things. A lot of, believe it or not, HR can sometimes be very similar to counseling. Hmm. We were talking just this morning about being very careful of your verbiage. Yeah. When talking to people, because things you say can be construed different ways. So, for those of you out there listening who don't know, occasionally I've brought my son in when school mm-hmm. has been canceled, and she's always joked that she wants to come with me. So she, like I said, she's on a little break from grad school down here, get some sun, relaxing. So she is with me today. So.
One day I will have her on the program on Pep Talk talking about what she does in our community. It'd
you
be great.
Really should.
Yeah.
It would be quite interesting. She, mm-hmm. I love hearing the things that she comes across. And I said, there's some crossover in the HR world because a lot of times we do acting. I do act as a counselor of sorts.
Right.
So, there is some crossover.
There can be some people under a lot of stress
when
they come see you.
Absolutely.
So explain for our new listeners, if you're just joining us, if you've never heard of Avalon HR before, explain to us what exactly Avalon HR does and why it's so important, especially for business owners in our area.
Well, Avalon is a full-service payroll HR company that can offer your business work comp solutions, benefit solutions, just anything related to not directly making your product. We don't tell you how to run your business. We don't tell you what hours you need to be open, but we do offer full service support. We can do your payrolls, certified payrolls. If you have a government contract that requires that, we can certainly handle that for you. Again, full service HR solutions. We can bring benefits, 401k, medical, dental, vision, the worksite products, things like short-term disability. All those help engage your work population and help you retain good employees. They also stay very current on the legal issues between us all. I was not here last show as I was at an all-day legal conference.
Right.
And some of the things that are coming the way of employers here very, very soon is one we've talked about before. They're looking at raising the threshold for salaried folks. And the first wave of that would go into effect July the 1st, with another round of increases going in January 1st of next year. So this is a good time for if you've got people who fall in that $35,000 to $44,000 range that this will impact, take a look and start deciding what you want to do with those employees. You're either going to have to switch them back to hourly and pay them overtime, or potentially significantly raise their salaries.
Wow. Okay.
It could be huge. The other thing, for the first time in I don't know how many years, the EEOC has put out some expanded protections related to religious categories and related to the LGBTQ plus community. And that's something that they've not really addressed in probably over 20 years. And what those, how that came about, I found it very fascinating how the religious expansion came about. It was from a case with the U.S. Post Office. For years and years and years, through my childhood until recently, you know, the post office never delivered mail on Sundays.
Right.
That was always like a day off. Mm-hmm. Well, in the last few years, you know, the post office has partnered with Amazon,
right,
other delivery companies to deliver mail on Sundays. Well, they had an employee come up and say, hey, you know, Sunday is my day of worship. You know,
right.
I can't work on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And initially, the post office denied the request, saying that it would cause a significant hardship to the post office for this person to be off on Sunday. Well, he took his claim to the EEOC, and the EEOC very quickly ruled, absolutely not. That is not a significant hardship to the employer for this man,
right,
to be off
one person
on Sunday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So that got them to thinking, you know, okay, the world's changing, the climate's changing. We mm-hmm. need to look at some of these things that we haven't addressed in quite some time. So they did issue some new rulings in those two areas to protect employees who, you know, want to preserve their day of worship.
Right.
And employers, you know, that is something you have to take seriously as long as it's a true held belief of the employee. And it does not cause significant impact to your business, then those requests do need to be honored. And those are the kind of things that we can talk through with you at Avalon as well, because those situations get a little tricky. Those ADA accommodations, like what is reasonable, what's not reasonable, that's all things that we can help you with. Mm. And so we spend a lot of time and resources and money going to these conferences to make sure that we are very up to date on what is coming your way and what is happening. So we can always advise you. And as we are an IRS certified PEO, we also hold employer practice liability insurance, meaning that if we ever give you incorrect advice or there's ever an issue, then we're covered for that. Like, you're not going to get in trouble if you acted on our advice and it was incorrect.
Right.
We try very hard to not give incorrect advice. We very, very, you know, highly vet the information before we send it out the door. But, you know, if something goes wrong or sometimes we're not given all the correct information to start with, mm-hmm. we've got you kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, workers' comp solutions are a big thing. If you, you know, we have a masterwork comp policy that often we can bring you in under. And by doing that, you usually receive a little bit more favorable rate. But it also gives you training that we provide to your employees. Like if your work comp carrier, if you want to keep your carrier and they're just on you about, hey, you're not trending favorably, we need to see some action from you. Mm. We can be the action. Chip can write you a safety plan. He can, you know, put procedures in place. I can do the training for, you know, ladder safety, ergonomic training. That is huge. Carpal tunnel is one of the top workplace work comp injuries filed.
I feel you.
So we have ergonomics training. We have the ladder safety. We have slip and fall, proper lifting and bending techniques. Mm. And then that training expands out to where a lot of times you can get in just trouble from a new manager, especially if you promote an employee to manager that hasn't had a lot of experience. We can give that person some training. It's like, okay, you're on a different level now, and here's what you need to look at and be comfortable with. So it's a full service, like I said, HR, payroll, work comp, safety, whatever you need, we have a solution for and can partner with you and help you with.
All right. AvalonHR.com, 437-1620. Call or text if you have any questions. I've got some texts rolling in here. If you have any questions for Stacy Oren, let us know. She is the HR and Benefits Manager for Avalon HR. You mentioned workers' compensation. That's something that can sink a business really quick, right?
It can. $1 million claim can put you out of business. Mm. And we manage those claims very, very closely. Like, we're on that as far as getting your employees to return to work, making sure that they're appointments are structured the way they should be. If we need to get a second opinion, and just be, you know, in full transparency, sometimes there is surveillance involved because unfortunately work comp is an area that receives a huge amount of fraud.
Right.
And, you know, you telling me and your carrier, the work comp carrier, that you can't move, you can't walk, you know, you can't stand for more than an hour, and then, you know, they request surveillance on you and you're at the fair with your children and you're out mowing the yard, but mm-hmm. you can't go, you feel so bad, you can't go to work for even a minute a day.
Right.
You know, so we have, again, it's resources. Mm-hmm. We have the pool of resources to solve those solutions, and that's, you know, we keep a very, very close eye on that.
Yes.
That falls under my departments, and that's something I'm very adamant about.
Yeah, because when you start out in a new business, when you start a new project like that, nobody shows up at your door going, okay, well, as you get started, here's what you need to, I mean, there's no training class on this. If you want to start your own business, you're on your own.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we talked before, you know, we've got some clients come to us, and we're like, hey, how have you paid your employees before? And they're like, Venmo. And it's like, wait. So who's paid their unemployment taxes? What? Mm. Who's paid into their Social Security and Medicare? Well, don't they do that? Well, no. It's no. Well, yes and no. There's an employee and employer portion, but if those aren't being paid into, so when you lay off that employee or have to let them go for whatever reason and they go to file unemployment,
there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And the same when they go to draw Social Security. If there's never been anything paid into it, you're not going to get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that these things be taken care of and filed timely. And so we file all those with all the alphabet agencies almost daily. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, all the taxes are always prompt. They're always there. The information is always up to date. And like I said, if you are in a bad IRS situation, you know, we can help you. Once you come on board with an IRS certified PEO, they tend to back off. They're like, okay, you know, these people have to do it the way it's supposed to be done to keep their certification. So they have a different level of comfort with you. And they will tend, like I said, to literally back off and be like, all right, let them help you fix this. And they're okay with that.
Yeah, it's like that commercial when they say, oh, well, we went with Avalon HR. They're like, oh, no, let's get out of this. Let's settle right now.
Well, we've had, and I think I've used this example before. We actually had the IRS show up at one of our, they were just talking about becoming a client, showed up on their door ready to close the door.
Oh, wow.
And they brought them to the office and said, look, if we go with them, you know, will you stop? And the IRS agent said, yeah, you're good, and walked out the door.
Nice.
And he signed on the spot. We took it over, got him on a repayment plan, got him straightened out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they left him alone and left his business open, which was the imperative thing.
One of the many benefits of going with Avalon HR, an IRS certified PEO. Talking co-employment this morning, I've got Stacey Oren and her lovely daughter Ashlyn in the studio this morning. You went to this legal conference and you mentioned the rules for overtime that are going to be changing on July 1st. We had a text here from a listener. Do you expect that the overtime rules for managers will be delayed later than July 4th due to litigation that sometimes ties things up?
Yes,
all the time?
Litigation was filed literally the same day, and it was filed in Texas.
Yeah.
And the reason is Texas tends to be a very employer-friendly state.
I can see that.
They tend to lean more toward the employer side than the employee side when it comes to things like this. So, yes, I do expect it to be delayed. But at the same time, I think we need to be prepared because I think it will come at some point, especially this first wave from the 35,000 to the 44. The next one I'm less sure about. But, I do expect some delays there.
All right. 437-1620. Keep your calls and texts coming in. We've only got about 10 minutes here. So let's get into some nuts and bolts of what you guys do and what you can do for employers. The main thing I would think is right now in this climate, it's hard to find good help. It's hard to find good talent, people that will actually show up to work.
Yeah.
Not inebriated?
Well, first we've got to get them there. And then we'll worry about them being smart.
Right, right. So you can not only mitigate the risks that we were talking about, but you can increase profitability and increase your employee productivity.
Right, because turnover is one of the greatest expenses a business will face. Mm-hmm. Training is expensive. Anytime you lose an employee of almost any duration, anybody that's been with you any period of time, there is knowledge that leaves with that employee that you will never replace.
Yeah, you spent time getting that knowledge into them, and now they're just going to walk out with it.
Or they spent time learning it on their own, and it may be things you didn't even think about until they're not there, and then all of a sudden you've got somebody calling you saying, hey, I haven't received XYZ report, and it's like, oh, well, Jake did that. Jake's not here anymore. Nobody knew Jake did that. Nobody knows how to do it.
Right.
So turnover is expensive. So anything that you can add to help retain employees is good. And where we have a master health plan, we can bring new clients onto that plan, which helps, our rates are typically more favorable than what you can get as a group of two because we can spread the risk a little bit more. When they've just got two people on the plan, that means those two people have to cover each other's cost and all cost. So
right.
It's typically going to be a higher premium where we can bucket that in with, several hundred people. And all of a sudden that spreads that risk way across. We can bring you into a 401k plan with absolutely no cost to you as the employer. You still get to set up your rules. You get to decide the length of service requirement, the minimum age. You get to set up your matching schedule, vesting schedule, and things like that. But all of those items help from the buy-in of the employee side. It helps retain them because they feel like there's something there for them. Oh, I've got a retirement plan.
Right.
I've got my insurance. And like I said, I love coming up with outside-of-the-box perks for employees, things that don't cost even a lot of money or no money. There's things that can be done that are just fun. Mm. We're blessed to live here where we've got a minor league baseball team, a minor league hockey team. There's always things to do. The hockey runs $5 hockey nights. You could take a staff of 10 for $50.
Right.
And that's a fun night out for your staff.
Right.
You could go to a ball game. Wahoo's tickets are super inexpensive as well. And you could take them out for a night at the ballpark. There's all kinds of things that you can do that just helps a little bit. Say, hey, I appreciate you. I'm glad you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy talking to employers about that. Things they can do to just, little brain breaks, mental breaks throughout the day, just a little surprise. Hey, we're doing this today, or we're all going out to lunch. Close up the office, let's all go to lunch.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, anything extravagant or elaborate. Sometimes it can just be the little things. Just, hey, I recognize you. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful that you're here. And just letting employees know that helps a lot.
Mm.
And I love coming up with ways to for the employer to do that. So
yeah, just like with this job, I didn't even really want to work here. I was in the parking lot and I was driving by and I needed to use the restroom. So they let me come in and I saw they had donuts for the employees. And I'm like, well, this is a place I need to work.
It's like, hey, I got donuts and I think there's drinks out there. And
yeah,
they've
got
balloons.
You have a Coke fountain? Coke machine? What?
You would have had me at the Coke machine.
I know.
Coke fountain. It's like, I think on the sister station they were talking about what's your most unusual work perk or what work perks have you really appreciated.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And they were, a lot of people mentioned food.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I tell new hires at our office all the time is, we aren't going to let you go hungry. We order a lot of food, but then, our office keeps food for our employees.
Right.
You can always guarantee you can find something, soup, a sandwich. There's always drinks. There's always something. Like if you're, can't get out for the day or just strapped on cash for the day,
right?
We've got you covered in food. And that can mean a lot.
It really can. And think about, benefits and you handle the benefits at Avalon HR. That can mean the difference. I've heard of people choosing different cities in America to live in because the job offer they had there had such a good employment benefits package.
Right.
So if donuts can bring somebody like me into a whole new career, I'm just joking, by the way. I did apply for this job, but I knew they had donuts. something like that can make somebody become a loyal employee for your business, and they're not going to be one of these people that just doesn't show up for work and they just kind of silently quit for 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That is still happening. People say, "Oh no, the silent quitting epidemic has subsided."
Oh, no.
No, it has not.
No.
It definitely has not. But again, the more things that you can bring to the table that provide value to your employees, the benefits, 401ks, a sandwich, drinks, donuts,
Coca-Cola,
whatever it is, just little things.
Yeah.
But the big thing is just being a good employer. We talk about this all the time. In some industries, it's easier than others. Like, we are blessed at Avalon that Avalon is very family focused. And mm-hmm. if I need to go get my child, or my child has an event at school or something like that, I have the freedom to leave. And I don't ever have to stress about, oh, he's sick, I have to go get him, or he's mm-hmm. got graduation, he's just right. finishing up elementary school. And it was like, oh, yeah, he's in PICS. You know, that's more the environment we work in. And I know that doesn't work with restaurants. It's very hard, you know, right in the middle of a dinner shift to let an employee go right. to watch something. But, you know, where you can be flexible, it pays to be flexible. And right. the younger workforce especially is looking for more like that. They've saw, I think, what happened to their parents, and their parents being absolutely burnt out or destroyed by their work or their career. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, no, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Well, how many of us from our generation has heard the older generation say things like, well, you know, I had my family and I had my career. I couldn't take off to go do this. I couldn't pursue this in my life because I had to go to work every single day.
Right.
You know, we hear those stories, and we grew up thinking, well, I don't want to be like that, you know.
Exactly. And that's kind of coming full circle at this point. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think there are some other issues, and I run into it daily. You know, I've expressed before, the calls I get is like, oh, hey, you know, I was fired, but they didn't write me up three times first. Mm. Well, they don't have to. I got a call the other day. Somebody had walked out of a job, and one of their major complaints was they didn't give us lunch. Well, under Florida law, if you're over the age of 18, then they're not required to.
Right.
You know, is it the smartest thing? Maybe not, but is it legal? Yeah, it is. Mm. And that's where I think we need to – a lot of employers need to reevaluate their stances on things. You know, no, this isn't the way you've done it for 20 years, but it may be time to reevaluate that. You know, still maintain control of your business. You can run a very successful business with happier employees, because nothing will sink you faster than miserable employees.
Right.
Because they are the representation of you as a business. And if they're just putting out negativity, your customers, no matter what venue you service,
pick up on that.
Are going to pick up on that. So the more we can do to keep those people happy and engaged and being a positive reflection of their workplace, the better it benefits everybody in the end.
Yes. And not everybody's going to be like your daughter, Ashlyn, where they just go out and they just kill it. Some people are going to be in this generation where I feel like it's a compromise. You know, if employers sit here and wait on the younger generation to basically, you know, shape up and change,
you're going to be setting for a long time.
Yeah, we need to meet them in the middle a little bit, if not go a little bit further, because communication, things like that, these are important, and we're going to have to really work for it and be understanding.
And that's what I tell my younger workforce. You know, in exchange for this payment you're getting, there are expectations of you. You need to be here when you're supposed to be here.
You talked about that one time on the show. You're like, well, what are they doing for me? And it's like, that paycheck.
You're getting paid.
You're getting compensated.
And there are certain expectations that are reasonable to go along with that. Show up. Show up when you're expected. You know, if they, especially, you know, businesses that schedule production and service around you being there at 9 o'clock, you need to be there at 9 o'clock. And if you can't be, communicate. That's another big thing. There's very little communication. Chip's biggest pet peeve is nobody wants to talk on the phone anymore.
Right.
Everybody wants to text. And I can't tell you the number of times a day I'll go to call an employee. They won't answer. I send them a text. Hey, is Stacy at Avalon? And they immediately call me back.
Right.
Nobody answers the phone anymore. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything's had to change. We've had to change how we do business in general. And it's not all bad. It's not all great. But if you want to continue and be successful and retain that younger talent, then you may have to be a little flexible yourself.
You might have to learn how to decipher memes.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Why are you not at work today? Okay, they sent a meme. Let me see what this means. What are they trying to tell me here? What is happening with you, employee? AvalonHR.com. Give them a call today. That phone number, let me get back over here. It's 475-1555. I always want to say 437, but that's here. That's at the station. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, we only got like 20 seconds left.
But
this time always goes by so quickly. One thing that I'm really wondering about, does Avalon HR help with palmetto bugs? because one was crawling on me last night while I was trying to sleep. I don't know if you heard that.
No palmetto bugs, no cicadas. Right. Sorry, folks.
Okay, yeah, that's for another company. But Avalon HR can definitely help you with everything else in your business so that you don't get a surprise down the road that could shut your doors, especially if the IRS comes a knocking. If they know Avalon HR is on the case, they will leave. They will leave you alone. Stacey Oren, thank you so much for joining
me
today.
You.
Thank you for going to all these legal conferences and reading everything and staying online and, you know, telling us up-to-date information and keeping us safe.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
All right. AvalonHR.com. Go by there today. We got more Pensacola Expert Panel coming up right after Fox News.